Here we are, talking about self-publishing a book online, and we're on the 11th episode of this multi-part series. Today, we're going to be talking about an interesting avenue called Book Baby. Have you heard of them before? If not, today, I'm going to introduce you to this very interesting aggregate publisher. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to today's episode.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Hey, what's happening? This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm just absolutely tickled to death that you've taken a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things, and hopefully it's one of your favorite things too as well, self-publishing books. I just want to let you know today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by Archangel Inc. Archangel Inc. is the premier done-for-you full-service self-publishing services provider. Their goal is to make the self-publishing process streamlined and simple for their clients. And that's really the most important thing, right? We want to make it easy. And while they handle all the details and dirty work of the production and publishing, you could be doing something else. Isn't that pretty cool? Like writing your next book or marketing and promoting. But they cover everything from cover design and editing to ebook and paperback typesetting to audiobook production and ghostwriting. Archangel Inc. is designed to make the process as simple and turnkey as possible for authors and businesses. So if you want to professionalize your written work and focus your energies on your highest value work, you want to make sure you take a look at Archangel Inc. by visiting my affiliate link over at dalelinks.com/Archangel Inc. Love me some Archangel Inc. In fact, this is where I can shamelessly plug my upcoming release of Amazon Keywords for Books. And if you would like to actually get a free copy for a limited time all the way up to September 14th, you can get onto the Advanced Reader Copy Team over at dalelinks.com/ARCTEAM. That's ACRTEAM. If you want to join the Advanced Reader Copy Team, you can actually get your hands on my book, Amazon Keywords for Books. And oddly enough, Archangel Inc. handled the interior design, so you can be able to get a good idea as to what they're doing. I love the print interior that they put together. It is absolutely second to none. Right, well, instead of me gushing over Archangel Inc. today, I need to kind of make the transition over here to talking about self-publishing a book online and how it can be so overwhelming. And in this series, we're in the 11th part of this, which is crazy. And by the way, we still got many more parts to go. We're going to be probably going through this probably the next month or two before I even come to a close when it comes to covering all these different avenues. And that's why it's so overwhelming. But I'm going to give you all these options. And part of the issue when it comes to all these different options is, where do I go? And if I go to all these different avenues, I've got to upload my tax information, download it at the end of the year, give it to my CPA. Well, there's something beautiful. It's called aggregate publishing. And aggregate publishing means that there is a publisher who will publish your books on your behalf in exchange for typically either a monthly fee or an upload fee or sometimes a percentage of sales. So for instance, Smashwords and Drafted Digital collect 15% of your net profit. That's not the same, though, as what BookBaby is. In fact, BookBaby shares a little bit in common with their competitors of PublishDrive. I talked about PublishDrive this past week. Now, full disclosure, unlike PublishDrive, see, I actually have experience in PublishDrive. I've published through them before, and I'm pretty happy with them. BookBaby, I am just curating the information. I've never used their services before. But I've taken a lot of time to sit down and just pull all the information together, research through their website, and find out all the options that are available to you. So that way you can make an informed decision. I will tell you, they have a very, very good reputation in this business. In fact, the Alliance of Independent Authors has a watchdog list. In the watchdog list, their sole purpose is to make sure they're watching your back as an independent author. They want to make sure that you're not getting scammed on certain services, that you're avoiding the vanity publishers, that you're selecting the right aggregate publishers who have your best needs at heart. And on that watchdog list is BookBaby. And oddly enough, they come with an excellent rating, which is the top rating you can get. And here's the other thing, is they're actually an ally partner. That means they are partnered with BookBaby, Ally and BookBaby. And ally's not the type of people that you're going to be able to grease your palms and get to, you know, pay your way onto a list. It just doesn't work that way. They're run by indie authors for indie authors in a nonprofit organization. So that speaks volumes that they're able to stand behind a company. And, you know, I'll tell you, getting an excellent rating and being a partner, that's quite the prestigious accolade that you can hang on your chest or on your wall. So what does BookBaby offer? So I'll tell you this right now. They offer ebook and print book distribution. They do not handle audiobook distribution at this time. And I'm doing quotations on at this time because I dug into it and I found just a very brief answer to the question of, will you offer audiobook distribution? And they said, at this time, we do not offer audiobook publishing. It's not, we will never offer audiobook publishing. So who knows? Maybe in due time, we'll see something there. Maybe I can make some introductions between the president of BookBaby and the head of Findaway Voices. I've got these connections, so that's one of the nice things. So maybe we can see something moving forward here. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, so let's focus on ebook distribution. And here's the thing with ebooks. They have distribution to these various avenues, including Amazon with the option for KDP Select. You don't see this in other aggregate publishers. You can get Amazon distribution, but you don't have the benefit of doing KDP Select. Why? KDP Select is an exclusive ebook distribution offer. You can only distribute to Amazon KDP to get KDP Select. Well, you can do this through BookBaby. And there are other options, should you not select KDP Select, is Versa, which has, I think it was about half dozen different avenues that feed out to tens of thousands of other avenues. Bookshop, which I'm going to talk more about Bookshop as this goes along, just to kind of let you know, Bookshop is BookBaby's own retail site. Apple, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Overdrive, Copia, Gardner's, Baker & Taylor, eCentral, Scribd, Siando, Hoopla, which has got the library distribution, much like Overdrive does, but I'm a fan of Hoopla. I've actually got it on my phone, and I check out a lot of content through that. And they also had one listed on there, and I think it's just that they have to update their site. It's Playster. Sadly, Playster was a subscription-based service, and I believe it closed its doors earlier this year. So I could be wrong, but when I went to double-check to find out if Playster was still open, their website is no longer available. So the one thing, they're really, really good about transparency there on BookBaby. They give you no guarantee of listing with each one of those avenues. So even though they have those options available, doesn't necessarily mean your ebook's going to go through those avenues. There needs to probably be some proof of concept and some viability. So in other words, a library system may not take your ebook if there's no demand for it. So just a heads up. And that's one thing I really enjoy with BookBaby is the fact that they're like, everything's pretty clear on their website. I didn't find any issue in tracking down information. File types that they accept for ebook is EPUB and MOBI. So this means that if you're going to go and distribute to the BookBaby platform, come with an already formatted ebook manuscript. And I've talked about this in depth over on my YouTube channel, shameless self-plug at dalelinks.com/YouTube, subscribe there. But I did a top 10 ebook software creation programs that you can go over and get it done. And there's so many avenues that you can get it done, get it put to EPUB and MOBI, that honestly, it should be something simple. You should be able to just go get it done and come over with EPUB and MOBI. Now, I recommend if you are an author that you do format all of your ebooks through EPUB, MOBI, and PDF, although BookBaby does not accept PDF. Having those three formats equips you for every occasion, should you have somebody who wants a copy of your book, and then you can give it to them. Here's the really cool thing. Brace yourselves. I hope you're wearing a pair of diapers here because you just might soil your britches on this one here. You get 100% royalty. 100% royalty. Now, let's make sure we get things clear. Just because you have your ebook placed at $4.99 doesn't mean you're going to get $4.99 in return. What you're going to get is 100% of the sales from each one of those avenues based on their royalty option. So in the instance of, say, KDP, you're going to get 70%. I believe Apple is 70 or 80%. You get the idea. There's a catch. There's a little asterisk next to this. There's a reason why it's 100% royalty, and it's much like what PublishDrive does, but it's a little bit more of a payment up front. So where on PublishDrive, you're paying per month. On BookBaby, it's one fee. Boom. Done with it. It's almost like a lifetime fee, if you will, to upload. And it's $2.99. That's $200.99. $299. I know what I'm talking about half the time. This is a setup fee that you need to do for each one of the publications. I dug a little deeper, and there's a few other extraneous charges for file removal and updates. So in the event that you're like, oh no, I messed this up. Okay, let's take it down. They're going to charge you $100 for removal. And then if you need to do an update, it's going to be $50 plus $2 for each change. So you see how this can be costly after a while. If you end up utilizing BookBaby, you better be darn certain that your manuscript is tip-top shape, ready to go, showroom ready, nothing's wrong with it, and get it uploaded, because otherwise it's going to cost you to take it down and update it. So there are those extraneous charges, and I imagine it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, BookBaby's having to kind of manage these assets, and it's not that they're wanting to nickel and dime you to death, but that does require staff hours for them to go through and fix all these different type of files. So I can see why they want you to make sure you have 100%, everything's ready to go. All right, let's transition over to print books. This is the most interesting of the whole thing. On BookBaby, they actually have distribution to Amazon, Powell's Books, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, both domestically and globally, Ingram, now pause just for a second, I'm going to tell you all the rest of them in just a second here, Ingram Content Group, oddly enough, owns Ingram Spark, as well as Lightning Source, which they have the widest distribution of any network of print-on-demand distributors. So being with Ingram is a fantastic win for BookBaby. Having Ingram there to distribute your books, it's excellent. All right, so the other avenues include Baker & Taylor, Nax Corp, Bookazine, Diamond Comic, BPDI, Christian Book Distributors, and 50 others, over 50 others, I should say. They, again, stress you are not guaranteed the partners will accept your titles. So just because they have that available doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be stocked in Books a Million or Christian Book Distributors. I imagine they have their qualifications. So I don't foresee my books based on self-publishing are going to show up on Diamond Comic. It doesn't make sense. It may not even go into the Christian Book Distributors. So there is a little bit of an asterisk next to this. I think it's pretty cool that they have a number of these different avenues. Some of them, never heard of them. No offense to these avenues, but I think it's fantastic that they have that. So that means that you're getting pretty good wide reach for your print-on-demand book. Now, the file type that they'll accept for your print-on-demand book is PDF. That's pretty much like all of the other print-on-demand platforms. You need to come with a PDF of your interior and one of your cover as well. I do know that KDP offers some flexibility when it comes to doing your print book and the interior. However, it typically comes out super, super wonky if you try to do anything outside of PDF. So I highly recommend that if you ever do print books, use a PDF interior. You'll save yourself the heartache and it'll look so much better with it than without. Alrighty, Remember how we were talking about royalties? The royalties, this is where it gets interesting. This is why I say it's interesting. You have an avenue like Kindle Direct Publishing. And with their print books, it's 60% minus all the print fees and all that type of stuff. So typically, you're getting right about 30 to 35% royalty when it's all said and done when you do it through KDP. Whereas with BookBaby, you have numerous other avenues, and it varies. And I'll tell you the one that I find the most interesting at the very, in just a minute here. I have to tell you ahead of time, there is a more substantial setup fee for your print title at $399. Yeah, it's a little bit more steep. Remember, you still have to come with your own file. And by the way, forgot to mention this, you got to come with your own ISBN too. So that means that you're going to either need to order it through Balker ahead of time, or you're going to have to purchase it through through BookBaby. And I'll tell you about BookBaby and how that's involved here in the miscellaneous service section. But your royalty is going to vary between 10 and 30%. 10-30%. Again, various avenues. There's too much to kind of track down, and I'm sure it's very messy for them to kind of explain it to me. All that to say this, that, okay, that seems fair enough. Here's the part that I like. Let's say you're like, nope, I don't want Amazon. I don't want Ingram. I don't want anybody reaching into my pocket. I just wanted to distribute through BookBaby because I hear they're really good. Okay, good news. Wave bye-bye to the $399 setup fee. And in turn, what you're going to end up doing is paying only $99 to distribute through the bookshop. Now, remember I told you about Bookshop? That is the storefront for BookBaby. So what you're going to have to do is you do the $99 setup fee. As soon as you get it all uploaded and such, it'll be available on their marketplace. And here's the part I like. 50% royalty. Not bad. Not too many other print-on-demand distributors can be able to offer that. They usually do it with a little bit of fine print. It's usually like at 60%, minus our print fees. Well, how much are those print fees? Well, it just depends on your type of book. BookBaby, they said 50%. That's it. Boom, bing, bang, boom. So if you've got the traffic, you can always just deliver all of your readers over to BookBaby's bookshop option. You're only having to pay $100 to get your manuscript put up. You're going onto this marketplace, and they actually have a semi-good, it looks like an algorithm of sorts, because I noticed that they had a bestsellers list on the very first page. The covers look beautiful. They have even some staff member picks. So you can see that BookBaby gets behind the people publishing to their platform. That is pretty friggin' cool, if I don't mind saying so. All right, so there are other miscellaneous services I want to briefly touch on, including publishing packages. So let's just say, for instance, you don't want to use someone like Archangel Inc., which I think is absolutely insane. Archangel Inc., shameless self-plug here. It's not self-plug. It's more for the sponsors. But at any rate, there are some publishing packages. They start out at $890, going upwards to close to $2,300. And some of them involve getting ISBN with it, interior formatting, cover design, editing and formatting, things like that. They also have other services, including editing services. Also, take a look at their formatting and design services. They have a blog with resources and info for marketing and promotion. They also have templates available. So if you're the type of person that just wants to write your book and be done with it, fantastic. Good news. You can write your book and be done with it. They have the template. You can go ahead, copy, paste, put it in there, bing, bang, boom, and you are set to go. So they want to make sure that you're equipped with everything that you need. And also they have cheap ISBNs for purchase. I had read an article from back in 2014, I think it was, and it was originally $19 for their ISBNs, but it's significantly increased. It's actually up to $39 for the ISBN. Now, here's the catch here, folks. Relax, all right? When you do buy that ISBN, the imprint is actually going to have BookBaby's name on it. So when it gets distributed out, it'll say publisher on record as being BookBaby, all right? So $39, you get that. Now, remember, on some other platforms, they'll give it to you for free, and they have their imprint put on it. So you got to kind of weigh in those type of things. But the nice thing is, let's just say, for instance, that you're like, hey, I want to use BookBaby, and it's only $39 more to get the ISBN, or you go to Balker, and you pay $125, $150 for a single ISBN. I like the option possibly better of doing it through BookBaby, because it's only $39. All right. I've got a couple final thoughts before we start to wrap things up, but I want to share a little bit of a mission. I've been sharing this for the past few months, and I want to make sure that you're listening very closely on this one. So if you happen to be driving in a commute to work, you're working out at your gym, or even prepping some food while you're listening to this podcast, I just had this tiny ask of you. I've got this mission right now. I want to positively impact over 100,000 authors and self-publishers' lives in the year of 2020. It's been one heck of a dumpster fire here this year. And I hope that I can at least provide a bright spot in your life. And if I have provided that bright spot, if I've positively impacted you in some way, that I've inspired or motivated you, increased your revenue, increased your awareness of the business of self-publishing. You learned something new from me. Do me a huge favor. Head over to my YouTube channel at dalelinks.com/YouTube and hit the subscribe. As soon as I hit that 100,000 subscriber mark, that'll let me know that I've met my goal. I think we can do this one together. We can finish out 2020 at 100K strong, 100,000 people, and we'll have a big celebration too. And I'm going to, of course, invite each and every single one of you to that. So again, head over to dalelinks.com/YouTube and hit the subscribe button so that way you become part of the 100K sub club. All right, my final tip, my final thoughts is book baby worth it? All right, this is a dangerous one for me to answer. So because I'm an outsider looking in, I see the options available. And so I'm going to try to be as unbiased as I can. In my gut, I think it looks like a very good option, especially with Ally being aligned with them. That's a big one. But it also comes back to what I had recommended when it came to PublishDrive. It is risk versus reward. Most other platforms, you can just upload for free, but they take a percentage of your sales. Okay, there's that. However, with something like BookBaby, they're like, you go ahead and you bet on yourself. We have every belief that you're going to be able to do this. So you can spend that $2.99 on your ebook or $3.99 on your print book or even $99 on your book to go through Bookshop. It's going to be entirely up to you, though, to drive the traffic and build awareness and start to get some sales. Because BookBaby, you know, they might have some marketing services and things like that or some suggestions that they'll be able to send it over, but it's going to be up to you to drive those sales. So are you willing to put a little bit of money up front, risk a bit more to get a bigger reward in the long term? It's going to be up to you, really. I really like their bookshop. That is such a brilliant idea. And, you know, I know sites like Lulu, who's also a competitor of BookBaby, has their own site where they fulfill some of the independent authors' sales. BookBaby has this as well. I think this is really neat. It's a nice feature. And the fact that they showcase authors published on their platform, that's really cool. And of course, I mentioned, and I'll say it again, the Ally endorsement is huge. Getting the Alliance of Independent Authors in your corner is a huge victory. And it's not something easy or to take lightly. So if you want to go ahead and set up an account, you can head over to bookbaby.com. That's not an affiliate link or referral link. Again, I have no affiliation with the company, and all I did was curate the information, just did a little bit of digging. If you did enjoy today's episode, could you please do me a favor? Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. Hey, do you know now we are over on YouTube? Yeah, not just the regular YouTube channel. There's actually a YouTube channel for the podcast over at dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast. You actually get to see the visual representation of this podcast. And if you want to join 1 week ahead, you want to see any of these episodes in advance, you join me over on twitch.tv/self-publish, where I actually record the podcasts. And we get to talk a little bit before and a little bit after, and we jib-jab. In the meantime, folks, before I start to bloviate any further, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out your day. I will jump in with you again next week. We're going to be talking about another platform called BookRix. Is BookRix worth it? We're going to find out in next week's podcast episode. Till then, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I'll chat with you then.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.